Hi everyone! Spring has officially sprung. It is April, and I'm really down for some good old playing guitar outside sessions. And that would be even better with a new guitar. So, this might be the one. Okay, so this guitar looks beautiful, and I would actually like to start off a little bit different and just let you play. And not say a lot, because I think it might speak for itself.
Awesome. Let's go.
Still really.
You could probably let it resonate for ages.
Yeah.
Wow. That's insane.
So what's your guess?
So my guess is definitely double top. Because this... Yeah, bingo. Okay.
Yeah, that's a bingo.
Because the resonance, the projection, the amount of power, sustain... I can feel it in my body.
Yeah, it resonates against the body. That might be because it's also double-sided.
Okay,
so it's not just a double top, it's also double-sided.
Just
makes
a sense.
Whole powerhouse of a guitar.
Yeah.
And, well, it's by Jean-Noël Le Breton. And it was built in 2024. He's a French luthier who established his first workshop in 1997. And actually, he specializes in double-top guitars and explores different techniques to achieve that very unique sound. He experimented with balsa techniques and also Nomex techniques. And this particular guitar, I don't know if you realize, it might be a little heavier?
Yeah, it feels a little bit heavier. Yeah.
Not in an uncomfortable way, it's not very out of the range, but it's a little heavier due to the double-top and double size.
Mm-hmm.
But that achieved that very unique sound picture and sound experience we got right there.
Yeah.
So I would like to talk a little bit about the specs. It's a quite standard 65 centimeter scale and a 51 millimeter nut width. So that's pretty standard. A little heavier, as I said already. And you probably realize playing in the higher range.
Yeah. Elevated fretboard.
Yeah. It's
got
an elevated fretboard that...
I hope you can see it in the other camera.
Yes.
It's like also not a little bit elevated, but
pretty
heavily.
good elevated.
Yeah.
So it makes playing in the higher range
very comfortable.
Easier.
Yeah. Like you don't need a guitar with a cutaway like this.
Yeah.
So it's really nice.
Talking about comfort.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm going to ask you?
If I want to play something else?
Yeah, you can play something else. I would have asked you how you feel about the neck, but you know what? Play.
Okay. I want to play something more on this guitar, you know?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You just have to stop it at some point.
Yeah.
Or we'll have a 10-minute long video.
Yeah. We can do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Really insane. You know, with guitars like these, I feel like, you know, when I play live concerts with my own guitar, I plug it in, I have pickups, and I add a bit of reverb. But with guitars like these, it's like there's this insanely beautiful built-in reverb inside the instrument,
yes,
which is just amazing when I'm playing and the notes are like, even though the note has stopped, it's just still ringing.
Yeah, still projecting, still resonating.
Exactly.
Yes, I thought the same. This guitar doesn't need reverb or anything.
Yeah, it's like the natural reverb coming out.
But still, I felt like even if it's a very rich and very resonant instrument and you're playing a lighter piece like Satie, mm-hmm, you get quite good control,
yeah,
of the volume.
Yeah, yeah.
It does give you of course, you're also a phenomenal player. You're also an amazing player. But that also worked really well with a lighter piece.
Yeah, yeah.
Amazing.
It's like intimate pieces work really well, and also the harder, you know, pieces where you really want to dig into the basses, dig into the trebles, and like,
yeah.
I don't want to do it on this guitar too much because I don't want to damage anything.
Actually, this top is not as fragile because it has a nitro finish instead of a French shellac. But
good to know. Then I can. No.
Please be careful anyway, because we still have to sell it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
By the way, so it's, I'm guessing it's spruce top.
No, it's a cedar.
It's a cedar. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't talk about it yet. It's a cedar top with Indian rosewood back and sides.
Yeah.
Okay. Quite a standard wood choice,
mm-hmm,
but a very well picked one combined with the construction type.
Yeah.
I
just love cedar double tops.
Yes.
Somehow it just
gives me something.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I thought of an outside playing session, mm-hmm, when I was going to introduce this guitar to you.
Yeah.
Because it's just a lot of fun. You just really want to go in. I,
mm-hmm,
had the exact same thought. You just really want to go in and shred.
Yeah. Shred.
Okay. I'm excited that I got to show this amazing guitar to you all and to you,
mm-hmm,
and that you So one last thing before I just do an outro all of a sudden. Let's talk about the neck and about the comfort of it.
Yeah. So this neck, it has a bit more volume, which is very comfortable to me. It's, I would say, D shape, but maybe even going in the U shape direction. So it's like even more, I wouldn't say square, but a bit in that direction.
Got a bit more volume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the volume of the neck fits really well to how heavy the guitar feels and the elevated fretboard. It's like all in very well proportions, I would
Amazing.
Say.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I can do an outro. If you're interested in a very resonant cedar top with double sides guitar that is comfortable to play and gives you insane resonance and sustain, just to highlight that again, we could have let that go on and on and on. If you're interested in this guitar, it's available for sale on sickasguitars.com, and you can also always call our sales team if you like. So thank you for watching.
If you enjoyed this video, don't forget to leave a like and subscribe. And then we'll see you at the next one.
See you then. Bye.